Hello.
Hello, Becky. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. It looked like I lost connection.
Yeah, it's, you have been kicked from this conference.
Did it really?
That's word for word.
Oh, my gosh. I apologize for that. Yeah, I lost connection and went silent, and then I was like, hello, Becky? And I was like, let me try to call her back. Okay, so you were saying you had a representative that did the onboarding call?
Yeah, and then she handed off my, you know, the information to a tech team who built the website. And then, you know, we made a couple of revisions. And then once it went live, it was up to me. Like, it was very like, here you go. Here's your website. Have fun.
Okay. Yeah, that's no bueno on that one.
And WordPress, from what I've heard, because like I said, I was doing a lot of editing in the beginning. On my website, I was posting blogs, I was updating pictures, I was doing a bunch of stuff. And then apparently WordPress is very particular, and it's really not an easy platform to use, like a really user-friendly platform, what I've learned since.
Yeah.
I'm a very cautious investor. I'm very cautious
right.
with my money, and it was really disappointing. It's just really disappointing because when I called them for support the one time, you know, and they're like, "Oh, well, if you want us to start a ticket, an additional charge," and I was like, "This is the only time I've ever called you."
Yeah, that's weird that you would have to pay for that. Yeah, and honestly, too, WordPress is more for like people that build websites for a living. That
that's
obviously just from straight from scratch type deal, obviously. But yeah, it's like coding and MTL.
Yeah, it was me. It was a lesson learned, and I feel honestly like I'm jumping into something with you guys that I don't know about, and it's probably going to bite me in the butt like that did. Honestly, like, I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not comfortable with this, but I'm ready to make a change, and we'll see how it goes. It is what it is, and we'll do it, and we'll see, hope for the best. But I can't do it all. I mean, I would love to manage and build my own website, but that's not my area. So
right.
So anyway.
Yeah, and also too. I mean, like I said, my dad runs the same thing, and he's the small business owner himself, just a one man crew, and it's the best thing that actually keeps him consistent. Like, he understands, like, you know, this is something where everybody uses Google on a daily basis. So he runs this all the time. And like I said, it just keeps him consistent where he doesn't necessarily have to spend a per click or a per job or anything like that. It's just a set, like, at a flat rate, where he understands where his money is going and then what he's coming out with. So, I mean, and we're setting all this stuff up for you too, where I know it's going to be actually a great deal for you. And you're going to look back and say, I know I was a little hesitant, but good thing I did it.
I hope so, you know.
Yeah.
You make decisions and that some of them work out for the best, some of them don't.
Right.
And you move forward. So.
Yeah. And also too, just to kind of food for thought here, if you ever did need to cancel for whatever reason you wanted to, everything is yours. We don't take aside from the website hosting that for you, but with the Google Business Profile, we don't like take that down or anything like that. We actually give that to you. And that will always stay with you. So you keep your reviews, you keep your pictures up there, you keep your listing. The only thing that we stop is we just stop populating you or programming you to the first page. But anybody that would search up your company by name, they would be able to still find you on Google with that Google business profile attached to the website.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I would hope so. Because I would hope so, because I had that before. You know, that's separate from what you guys are doing. So I get that. So this link is not working for me.
Yeah, so he was saying that there's an X in the upper right-hand corner. Do you see an X anywhere?
Well, it's so hard because I'm on my, you know, I'm on my mobile device, and in the upper right-hand corner
of the
error message window?
Yeah, it says, oops, looks like your subscription is not active. He's saying there's an X there. Obviously, we use the white background, and the X is probably just...
Yeah,
I don't see anything.
I'm not seeing it. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I closed out the whole tab. So I clicked on that X, but obviously that's not what he's talking about.
Okay. If not, what I'll do is I'll get with him on this matter, maybe set like a callback for tomorrow, and then we can set everything up so then that way I could just walk you through this process. Typically we don't give out links because we just do everything over the phone. People are just, let's do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I have a policy. I never give out certain information when I receive
over
a phone.
The phone. Yeah.
I mean,
it's respectable. Yeah. I respect that. So that's why I said, if it needs to be where, I just need to get with him and see what's going on. And then I can walk you through the process, maybe tomorrow or something. We can definitely do that. So that way we can get you up and running as fast as possible here.
Okay.
Yeah.
My, tomorrow I've got a really busy day. I'm going to be more available on Thursday, just so you know. I've got a little bit of time, but I'm going from one to the next tomorrow.
Okay.
Until like 4 o'clock my time. So, but yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I've even clicked on the upper right hand corner, like, you know, just in case the X is hidden because it's the same color and I'm not.
Yeah, I'm in your account here, and let me see here. If you click on, let me see. Actually, I just clicked on business info. Does that pop up for you?
Where is that?
It should be at the top, right next to your name. It's right to the left of you.
I don't see my name.
Oh.
I see local/advanced reporting beta.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see the hamburger menu on the right-hand side. I see.
Okay. Click the hamburger menu, what does that do?
Nothing.
It doesn't pull anything up?
Probably because of the error message. It's not doing anything.
Okay.
I've got a feedback button and reactivate account button, and then at the bottom it's got the BBB symbol secured by Rapid SSL, all your little badges, and then the copyright stuff at the bottom. There's a chat button, but
keeps going off.
There's nothing that indicates.
That's weird. Okay, give me one sec. I'm going to try to do this way for you as well. Let's see. like I said, I'm just going to try to do it. I was doing it off of my computer thinking, you know, you're on a desktop. but let me see.
No, because you texted me the link, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah, but with the Google, I mean, with the Apples, if you have like a map, you could actually just copy and paste it onto like your phone. Okay, yeah.
So when I like do the long hold, okay, so I did the long hold on the link again, and it came up with the username and password page, so I can try again if you want.
Yeah, try again and see, but I mean, that it's going to pop up. I already know it.
Okay, so don't worry about it.
I mean, you can try it again and see what happens, but.
And it's just the new numerical characters in my phone number, right?
Yeah.
Just numbers? Okay. Yeah, it still comes up with the
error, and then there's no deal there. Okay, well, last thing I want to do is keep you on the phone for 3 hours. So, Becky, what I'll do is, yeah, I understand. Like you said, you have your kids at home, so for that, let's schedule a callback. I'm gonna look into this matter here with my tech team, see what we can do to send you over the link. And then I'll call you on Thursday, and then we'll set everything up then for you at that time and date, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, what time on Thursday would you like me to give you a call?
After 1 o'clock, my time would be best.
Okay. And you're Central time, correct? Or are you Eastern?
Yes. Yes.
Central? After 1 o'clock, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to maybe do, does 2:30 okay?
Yeah, it looks like 2:30 would be okay.
Okay. I'll give you a call at 2:30 your time, and then we'll get everything set up for you. I apologize for the technical issues here, but I'll reach out to my tech team. We'll get everything squared away, and then Thursday we'll be able to get everything rocking and rolling with you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel like in this day and age of identity theft, everybody needs to have an alternative. You know, if you're cold calling people and asking for their credit card information, like, you need to have an alternative for people to feel comfortable providing that information. So,
yeah, I mean, we do have these links. It's just for some reason, I don't know why the X isn't popping up where you can, because typically it does pop up where it has like a circle around it. So for some reason.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, I've worked with countless software programs over the years in my own corporate job. And, you know, I'm very familiar with Xing out of.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything, you know, and like I said, when I clicked on the hamburger menu, it did nothing, which makes sense. If you've got an error message,
it won't
usually
do that.
A lot of time that blocks anything else.
Oh, actually, I got it to work. So just click the reactivation button.
Yeah.
And then when you click it, it'll go away, and then you'll be able to, it'll say billing info, and then you'll be able to put all your billing info in right then and there.
But why is it asking me to reactivate my account, Charlie? Like, that, I need to understand that. Like, why?
Oh.
Why is that even there? It doesn't make
maybe,
any sense.
Maybe because we just built this for you. So this is going to be like your dashboard. So typically we set it up for you and we build everything out. So my boss probably just made an account really fast for you. So that's why I'm saying like reactivate it. And that's why he was saying to just click that, because it's just going to reactivate your account. Now you have access to it. So on the onboarding call, they're not going to build you a new tracking system. they're just going to walk you through everything here. And then that way you'll be able to see, everything that we are able to track for you.
Okay.
Did that work for you?
It did. On the billing information, it says Visa, but I told you it was a MasterCard. Does that matter?
Can you change that, can't you, or no?
Yeah, I can change it. I just didn't know if that was a weird problem or something. Okay.
No problem. Take your time. And then just let me know when that's done so then I can refresh it here.
It's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Looks like it went through.
All right. Okay, cool. And then I have your first pet's name is Aspen, so just make sure you remember that. Now, I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly. This is just going to take 2 minutes, but this is just the outline for the service agreement. This will be sent over to you. This is an added form of protection for you as well, okay?
Okay, sorry. Say that again. I was writing something.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just an added form of protection for you. This is just going to take like 2 minutes. I'm going to send this over to you in writing once we're done here as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection to you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
My DBA?
Yes.
Okay, Tidyology.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Becky Bulo, I'm the owner.
Perfect. And then you're authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the company, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Becky, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's Aspen, your first pet's name, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Perfect. That 877 number I gave you, that's the phone number that we're going to be calling you from my tech team for updates and stuff like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, you do agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement, correct?
I'm not sure what that means.
So I always say this, and I always say we're not like mind readers. If you want to run a promotion or anything like that, just let us know, because we want to make sure that if you want to run something online, we're aware of it. You know what I mean? So if you want to run like 10% off, 50% off, let us know, so that way we can get that accomplished for you on that, on the internet. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So your payments for initial term and account setup, which I waived the setup fee, so it's just the initial term, will be charged today, which is February 20th, in the non-refundable amount, the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th in the amount of just the $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I just gave you. To prevent changes for your next month, charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so you don't get charged for the next month of service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to send you a couple of text messages, and you're going to get your, give me one sec. You're also going to get your invoice. Okay. What is it, once that processes, what's a good day on Thursday for my tech team to call you? Because I know you said,
a good time Thursday.
Yeah, I know you said yes, tomorrow's a bad time.
Yeah. Yeah, so any time after 1 my time on Thursday. I mean, really any time on Thursday. I have a meeting at 11. I can step out for that. It's not a big deal. Preferably after 1.
So do you want to still keep the same time as 2:30? Or 2 o'clock? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'll put it for 2 o'clock. Okay, and I'm going to send you that email. It's going to be a Google Calendar, okay?
Okay.
So Thursday at 2. Ooh, okay. Can we do 3 p.m.? So my tech team takes a lunch around that time. Does 3 p.m. work for you? Okay, perfect. Awesome. Local Splash. Okay, let me see here. Okay, I got everything there. Okay. So did you receive any text messages or anything like that from us yet?
Yes.
Okay. I don't mean to bombard you. it does have, so the one that states, Becky, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. It says, please click here, and this is our terms and conditions page. So if you click that link, it's just going to take you to the service agreement that I basically read off to you. And all it's going to do is just going to ask you on the bottom to just verify that you are the card authorization holder. Also, too, you want to receive text messages, and then you're just going to sign your first and last name, hit confirm, and then it's going to take you back to that login form for Local Splash. Just let me know when you get there.
Okay. Okay. So there was a pop-up that says connect your Google Business profile.
Did you click the right link?
Probably not.
Yeah, okay, so there's two links there. So make sure you're clicking the one that says my.localsplash.com/terms. I think the one you clicked on was the URL for localsplash.com/Google.
It said terms of experience.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
And now it says the link you're trying to access has expired.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so it looks like the terms went through, so you're fine there. If not, what I'll do is I'll have my tech team, don't worry about it, I'll have my tech team just verify, and if they need to, they can just send you a link on its own if they need you to sign those terms and conditions if it didn't go through, okay?
Okay, yeah, I mean, I entered my name and then clicked confirm, and it looked like the page you were saying it should be.
Okay, perfect, yeah. And then I do want to formally welcome you, Becky. I know it's been a long time coming now. But welcome to Local Splash. We're like a family here. So I do appreciate you giving us the opportunity to work with you, and we're going to help you build everything out so that way you can get verified and on that first page of Google so we can start, you know, building the website, everything like that. I sent you an email. It's just a Google Calendar to your email. It's coming from Charlie Mollenkamp. It's set at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, okay?
Okay.
So that's what it's set for Thursday. If you have any questions or if you need to change that, let us know. We could always reschedule that, but it's just very important just to get that onboarding call done so we can start building everything quicker, because now we'll have like your logos, the pictures, everything like that.
Okay.
All right, Becky, well, I'm gonna get working on this account for you and sending it all over to my tech team. And do you have any questions for me so far?
No. I need my brain needs a break.
Okay, I apologize for the long call, but I have sent everything over to you, and then we'll reach out to you on Thursday. And then we'll get everything else situated and ready to go from there, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Becky, have a good evening, okay? I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Okay,